You are now listening to
Ah! Good morning, Indy. It's Samuel. I'm here. It's Off the Rails time. I'm joined alongside Brody and Gabe.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Ah.
It's been so long.
That was a really unenthusiastic ah.
That was a pretty good one.
Come on, you gotta...
Ah!
Yeah, there you go. Remember? You're gonna
got it. I got it.
You're gonna be doing this next year. You gotta get it right.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were.
New
pre-show.
Pre-show?
Yeah, pre-show talks. We don't talk about the pre-show talks very much.
Yeah, not much. Not often.
We just harass each other in studio.
Basically. We just scream at each other.
We do. It's like a screaming match, and then we get it all out.
Yeah, we get all the screaming out. We need to do that on air. We need to get all the screaming and random rambling out on air.
Here, I'll start.
What?
Okay.
Just shout it out.
Think Gabe died a
was
bit.
Was it too close to the mic?
No, it was perfect. It was perfect. What happened to you? Are you all right?
Just mauled by a bear. I think my brakes are going out.
Get those changed before you freeze your piston.
Yeah, before I seize my brakes and all that.
You don't want to replace a new piston.
Caliper. I can do that. Trading out the caliper actually is pretty easy on
it's
my
easy,
car.
It's easy, just as expensive.
Yeah, and the rotor and all of that.
Right.
And then I want to bleed my brake line and then fill it up with... It's
a whole process.
It is. That's a whole, 3-day mission.
It's about a week.
Welcome to Car Talk Off the Rails. My goodness.
I might have fallen off the train. I'm now an A.
That was actually really good.
Anyways.
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about when it comes to chaos.
Show intro. Just scream as loud as you can.
One of our best intros ever.
Speaking of chaos, there was some weird weather yesterday.
Tornado. I was so sad.
I was sad.
You were sad there wasn't a tornado.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I was looking forward to it.
Why? Was sad because I was out. I was hanging with my girlfriend, and then we got the tornado warning, so I'm like, shoot. That's in the direction of my house.
Correction. Not a warning.
You better not go home.
What?
Did you go home?
Yeah.
You're going to go towards a tornado warning.
To help get my dog downstairs?
Okay.
My brother? Okay. My family? Brody.
But, the family could have done it themselves.
Yeah.
Well, here's
I'd
the deal.
That's what I did.
I went up to Carmel, and I spent the evening with my girlfriend instead. She was also very, very startled over this storm.
I had to drive in that.
But it wasn't even that bad, though.
It was.
No,
I got off of work and I couldn't see the road.
You know what I was mad at?
It was 10 minutes of rain, though.
Do you know
and then it was gone.
You know what I was mad at? It was not that bad at home. We were told it was going to be hailing, there was going to be high winds, there was going to be rotation, we were going to get a nasty storm. And it barely rained.
Right.
I was so mad because we had plans. We were going to be at the park all day having a good time. It was supposed to be fun.
Should have flown a kite.
throw a kite at the tornado. See it go.
Some of Mary Poppins, huh?
Ah, exactly. Good movie. I got to say, I like the Mary Poppins movie.
Rating out of 10.
Which one?
Rating out of 10?
First one.
Two now.
The first original one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who's in that one?
I don't remember.
Dick Van Dyke. He's the guy that's in that.
Nice.
He's the chimney sweeper.
Oh, yeah. I remember his name.
Wish I could be a chimney sweeper.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I love that movie.
Loved
it. How much chimney sweepers make?
They
probably make a good amount of money.
Right? Now that the trade is going out, yeah.
Yeah, because not many people have chimneys. Which
everybody uses.
Everybody uses electric.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not as cool anymore.
Why can't I just turn my fireplace on really hot so that it cleans itself out like I do with my oven?
Because
it's gonna burn the wood and the ash will still collect.
What are you talking about?
Ovens,
it's not how heat works.
Ovens are radiating heat. A chimney is fire. Like hot fire.
Like wood fire.
Yeah.
Fire is fire. Heat
fire
is fire.
Fire doesn't make ash go away. Fire make more ash.
You're talking about two different things here, bud. Heat and fire, two different things.
It's like comparing a microwave to boiling.
Not, you can't even see heat. You can see fire.
I can see heat. Makes my toaster glow orange.
It's not heat.
What are you talking about?
That's just the Sunny D hot. Running through it. Okay. Oh.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
No, you can touch fire.
Do I need to touch up on the Sunny D in my toaster?
Yeah, it's just like blinker fluid. You need to replace that. Oh.
Yeah, if it starts to like turn a bright red, you should probably invest in a
my
straw
old
so you
toaster
can get the...
did that.
Oh.
We got a new toaster though.
You need by the way, keep an eye on your blinker fluid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't you get like 50,000 blinks out of one?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot, but the moment that stuff starts to leak.
I'm getting up there though.
By the way, blinker fluid's not real.
It is the biggest lie and the funniest joke known to man. I was gonna make a birthday gift for one of my friends that would be blinker fluid.
I wonder what they would have said.
He would have laughed at me.
Blinker fluid.
Because my brother doesn't listen to the show, of course, because he's 15.
What a loser. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
He needs to listen in. Everyone needs to listen to this show.
So, he's getting a car soon. I don't think he knows that the blinker fluid isn't real or is a thing yet. So, I was thinking about doing the same thing when he gets his car.
Him.
I was going to be like, I gotta go replace my blinker fluid.
Oh, dude, yes. You should tell him that at his next oil change, if they can check the blinker fluid.
Yeah, ask.
And
yeah, I'll ask.
Tell him that there's a certain amount of blinks and that you're having a light start to pop up. And you just need to get like one of those really tiny Christmas tree lights and like hook a small battery to it. And just put that in the dashboard.
Yep.
Well, that sure would be a blinker.
Or just like manually turn on the engine light.
How do you manually turn that on?
With some...
There's like things you can plug into the car and turn it on or something like that.
Yeah. Or you could just tamper with the electrical. Yeah. I don't recommend doing that unless you're good with it.
Yeah.
Unless
Or you could take your air filter out.
Take your air filter out.
That one always works.
I don't recommend doing
that. Sometimes it makes your car sound really bad, though.
Oh, I wonder why.
Induction.
There's no air fluid. There's air filter.
Something missing.
Hello?
So... very important to keep an eye on your blinker fluid and make sure it still works. Because the moment you run out of blinker fluid is the moment that you stop blinking.
Don't run out of blinker fluid. That's what I would say.
But you should definitely convince your brother to
always
get his blinker fluid
changed. I'll try my hardest.
Oh, 100%.
I'll try my hardest. But that's not... I'll give you an update in February of next year.
Oh, please. Because
that's when he gets his license.
February of next year, so you'll still be on air.
I will, so I'll give an update.
You'll be able to share with the world. Yes.
Can we call in next year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure you can.
You're acting like you can never
communicate. We did that already.
We did that, yeah. Does he still talk to you?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saw Ryan.
Do you think he's still listening?
Ryan and Max are here.
I know, and I missed them.
Where?
I didn't get a chance to see them.
Was that Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't here Saturday. I'm sorry, Max and Ryan. I didn't get a chance to see you guys Saturday. I was at prom, which was fun.
How was prom?
It was very hot. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was very warm.
Expected.
Yeah, we did, me and my girlfriend, we went to both proms in Danville and Tri-West.
In one night?
In one night, yeah. They did them the same night, so.
It was Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
everything's Saturday.
It was fun. Yeah. Very hot, but very fun. So
Sunday I went to that Slow Dive concert that I'd been hyping up.
You keep talking
about
it.
Was it hype enough for you?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I was so shocked and in awe. There were funny graphics. I got a t-shirt. My girlfriend got me a t-shirt.
Aw.
Love my girlfriend.
She's
very nice. Ooh, I got a thumbs up from Pearman. It's very moody. Like goth music, you know?
Ah.
It's cool.
I'm personally more of a rocker kind of guy.
I don't know what I am.
Do you rock the Casbah?
I'm in between R&B and hip hop.
I don't know. Rap. Honestly, I'm a bit of everything.
That's what I'm saying.
You're eclectic.
Exactly. I like music when it's good. I don't stick to just one genre. But I do listen to a lot of rock.
Good man.
Good
new
man.
Metal.
Mom.
New metal?
System of a Down.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Slack Jaw.
Slipknot?
Slackjaw.
I don't know what Slackjaw is.
I don't know either.
So yes. When your mouth just opens up?
So it's bass band.
Oh.
Who would have guessed?
Not me.
Who would have guessed a rock band named Slackjaw? It's crazy.
Metallica. Splendid.
Metallica is not nu metal.
What are you talking about?
It's classic.
It is. That is like the basis of metal. When you think metal, you think Metallica.
Yeah. Or Nirvana.
Metallica. Nirvana's more grunge. It's not really rock or metal.
They're no idea what you guys are saying right now.
Band. Band after band after band. Band
no, I know the band's names. I don't know, like, metal and then what is grunge and then...
Grunge is like... It's...
They use it's pedal effects.
Very pedally, very... The lyrics kind of blend in with each other. They're kind of
they're very
smashed together.
Distorted, very loud, very aggressive. It's less like...
Less like singing, more like screaming.
Yeah.
Mm. So deathcore?
Kind of.
Close.
Deathcore is more like back of the throat yelling.
One of my friends does that.
It's more nasally, kind of.
Slackjaw is, I think.
Deathcore?
Something like that.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'd put Nirvana more or less like a nasally kind of yell. You can definitely, like...
Ah. Hold on, let me pinch my nose.
It's like a villager.
Huh.
It's like a villager from Minecraft.
Huh.
Alright. Alright, bro. That is very scarily...
On
par.
Yeah.
Listen, I practiced.
That's
okay.
How long have you been playing Minecraft?
Since I was able to understand what tablets do.
Do you have Java or Bedrock?
Java or Bedrock?
Are you an Xbox player?
I have it on Xbox.
He's a Java.
Brody, that's actually Bedrock.
Is that Bedrock? Yeah. I don't know what I play.
Is it?
I play on PS5. Play the mine. Oh,
that one's also going to be Bedrock.
Your new gen console. My goodness.
It's
not
Java
even that new
enjoyer.
Gen. Why do people still call it new? It's current gen.
It's new.
It's current gen.
It's the newest, which is current.
I like my classic.
Old gen is PS4. Current gen is PS5 now. And next gen is going to be PS6.
I don't think I'll ever stop seeing PS2, PS3 as old gen.
How? That's like new gen is like the first 2 years of like a console being out, I feel like. After 2 years, I feel like it's current gen.
Brody.
Yeah.
You have to understand something. I still have an Xbox One S.
I mean, I don't...
I still got
no
a 360.
Faults. 360s are the bomb.
Yeah, those are...
XS's are the bomb.
If your 360 is
PS4
still alive...
Bomb, but they're still older.
It's still alive.
It's still alive.
That's, no, last
yeah,
night
you don't
my
have the rings of red rings?
No red rings.
Oh,
I don't
my
have
gosh.
The red rings on mine either.
That just reminds me of what happened yesterday.
He's never connected to the internet, though.
Oh.
Never played online. Never got Xbox Live.
I just
play
Kinect games all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Kinect,
the
Olympics.
Adventures, whatever.
Yeah, that in the Olympics.
The, like, Raft.
Dude. Talking about Xbox 360 just reminded me of something that happened yesterday. So once I got back from Ben Davis, one of my friends pulled up, and he was like, "Hey, you want to play Xbox?" I was like, "Huh?" He cracked open the trunk, and there was a monitor at the Xbox 360, two controllers, and a speaker. And no lawn chairs.
Oh, boo.
Lawn chairs could
Bring
not
your
fit
own.
In that. But they just started playing Call of Duty, and I was like, oh my gosh. How?
Just in the parking lot?
Just in the parking lot.
Portable setup goes crazy when it's in your trunk.
Oh my gosh.
Tailgating?
It is a top-notch setup.
Imagine you took the monitor and stuck it to the top of your trunk where it opens, and it opens.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The top of the
trunk?
Have
it, like, drop down?
Yeah, so, like the trunk, the part that opens, and you just... Nail it to that.
You'd have to
and
like
it opens
screw it.
And it's just opening up to like a computer.
Hmm.
I'd do like a swivel mount, so it like always hangs down and doesn't like jiggle anywhere. And you open it and it's just still horizontal.
Right.
Yeah, but like just out of nowhere, just it was so random.
COD.
Two.
Okay.
Zombies.
That's a good one.
Black Ops 2.
Mm-hmm. Black Ops 2 Zombies. Solid game, by the way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Never played it.
Never played it?
That's
except
awful.
For the one time in the back room for like a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But.
Black Ops 2 is an experience. Black Ops 2 Zombies is an experience.
And it is still $60.
Yeah.
Why don't they price stuff
part.
Down?
Because it's
like,
Activision. Do you think?
Well, and like, well, Nintendo does the same thing. Highly played game. Like, it's probably one of the highest played games still.
Exactly. But, and Activision knows this, so they.
Activision has a player count at the bottom of the screen. It's still like in the millions.
Yeah. Because it's a solid game.
It's a great game. No, it's a great game.
Do you think when it drops, it's my favorite. They're going to drop the price?
No.
Ooh.
Absolutely not.
What?
When they drop the price. When the player count drops, they'll drop the price. No.
Because that'll get their player count back
just,
up.
Just let the game cease and desist.
Yeah, sometimes I mean, look at what happened to Anthem.
Yeah.
With EA.
Right.
Well, EA, I mean, is kind of like, we're starting to hate EA just entirely because their pay-to-win system.
Like,
what about the Helldivers situation that happened?
Oh, yeah, that.
With the PlayStation
where Network. They reviewed bought them.
Well, you see, they changed it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Like, last second, they were like, you know, maybe this is a bad idea. Yeah. Like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, they boo bombed them. They made a cape out of it.
Yeah, they're going. They have the cape, like several different cape design ideas. They just don't have any names for it. Yeah,
but now they're having the cape. Now they're having it's mixed. It's back to mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's.
They actually, didn't they add a mission in game that was like, yeah, change your review to positive and you'll get currency?
Mm hmm. It's neat. I love.
That's what I love.
Democracy.
About devs that actually care.
Exactly.
It took a lot to get them to care because they made a really stupid decision and kind of like buckled down on it.
Yeah.
And then everybody said, "Hey."
It wasn't the devs though. Boo. It was PS5. It was PlayStation.
Yeah.
PlayStation. But it was like, Sony's. A lot of the players cannot get PlayStation Network accounts.
Yeah.
Because they're out of a region.
Right.
It was Sony's call for the PlayStation account thing. Guys that at Arrowhead were like, you know, yeah, this is stupid. Review bomb our game.
Yeah.
They went out of their way to have people just absolutely dump the review.
I haven't even played the game yet. I need to play it.
I want to play it, but I've got an Xbox.
It's a Sony exclusive?
Yeah. Sony play PC exclusive.
I got one thing for you. This is my hands.
Oh, my.
Good old toot. Just for you.
I'm so upset. You have no idea. I really want to play the game.
I want to play game too. I just have to save money.
You can get a decent laptop. You're going to go to college too, right?
Yeah.
Then laptop is necessary anyways.
I mean, yeah. Fair enough.
You hear me?
So,
I got a new job.
Another one?
I got a new one.
Congratulations.
So, did you quit the old one?
Yeah.
Aw.
I was there for a year. And I was not treated great, but at this job it's cool. I also get out at 6 p.m. most nights.
Ooh,
so you got PM. Time in the evenings.
So if you know where this guy
in
works
the summer, I actually work relatively close to here.
Ooh, keep that noted, Gabe. Keep that noted. He gets off at 6. He leaves early.
He's telling me to do something.
Still go to Mooresville.
So you got to drive to Mooresville and then drive all the way back up here.
Wow.
20 minutes.
How many miles does your car have on it?
You don't want to know.
How much gas is in your car right now?
How much gas is in my car?
When's the last time you got your oil changed?
I put a 10,000 mile thing on it, so it's fine.
I think it's like...
I drive a lot. Like, yeah, yes. Because me and you know, we drive a long way.
Our commute is like...
Mine's 37 minutes from my dad's.
Yeah.
Yeah. My...
About 20. I started using the back roads finally.
I need to do that because today I got on the highway.
Traffic was backed up.
And I got on like where Perry is and I waited like 20 minutes in traffic.
Man, great. I love traffic. It's so much fun.
I need a Pinocchio moving
nose
noise.
Let's get that talking cricket.
Yep.
No, listen. When people are stuck in traffic, they're forced to listen to us.
Sometimes. Sometimes they'll just turn on a podcast or something else.
Well, hey, we have a podcast.
We do have a podcast.
We are on all platforms. You can't escape us.
That's a plug. Right?
Exactly.
Good job.
It's a plug and a half.
Exactly. We're everywhere. You can't stop us. That's right.
All we need to do is get on the socials.
Exactly. And we know when you're not listening.
We know when you're not scrolling our TikTok.
We're Santa Claus.
Feed.
We're Santa Claus?
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay. Which one of us is the most Santa Clausy?
I don't know. Me?
Who's the jolliest in this room right now?
Me?
Don't make me laugh.
So not gay.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's probably you, Pyramid.
Good old probably chuckle. Me?
Yeah.
Me? Jolly?
He knows when I sleep. I text him every night and I say, Pyramid, I'm going to go to bed. Good night. I love you.
He tells me night, night. And then when I wake up, there's a picture he sends me of me in my bed. It's kind of terrifying sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
It's just like his hand up against the window.
It's always from different angles.
There's no hand against the window. His hand is on my shoulder. It's I don't even keep the door unlocked. I don't know how he gets in.
You got like a crawl space under your house?
Yeah.
There you go.
How do you fit under there?
A lot of hard work and some olive oil.
Yep, that'll do it.
I've never been done wrong by olive oil.
Fair
except
enough.
For that one time that I added too much and it made my eggs all runny, and I was very disappointed.
Mm. Yeah.
Spicy
olive oil.
Actually, so
spicy?
Do you guys actually add stuff to your eggs before you like cook them?
Like salt and pepper?
No.
Paprika.
Like water and milk.
What?
Sometimes I add water when I'm like.
Yes, my parents either add water or they add milk.
I mean, it depends. If you're making
I had nothing, by the way. I just throw the eggs in the pan and scramble it.
Standard fried egg.
Right.
Yeah,
so why do people add?
Yeah, I don't throw oil into the pan.
It makes it like froth up more. It adds more air to the eggs.
No, but it doesn't because every time I add water, even if I add just like a tiny bit, it comes out runny.
It's the way they whisk it too, and you'd want to cook it longer if you're adding water because you want the water to boil off.
I just throw the egg in there whole.
That's what I'm saying.
No oil, no water.
I usually
shell and everything.
Shell and all.
Just smash it in the pan.
I toss it
on fire.
I toss that in the microwave.
Oh.
Get it done quick.
Those explode, you know?
Yeah, that's not a great thing to do.
Don't put eggs in the microwave because they will pop.
Yeah. Fun fact of the day, eggs become explosives when they're microwaved.
Fun fact, eggs in metal, same thing.
Also, if you cut
a microwave.
Except if you throw metal into a microwave, the microwave explodes. If you throw an egg into the microwave, the egg explodes.
You ever take apart a microwave?
Potato, potato.
No, I have not.
So, the funny thing.
Have you ever thrown a potato? Yeah, those also explode.
Yeah.
Potatoes explode in the microwave. Well, yeah. Only if you don't cut it open right. If you just throw it in there whole, it's going to turn into a starchy explosive.
Mm.
Fun fact, here are things that can blow up in the microwave.
I wonder how many things can actually
blow up
in the microwave.
Probably a lot of things. I mean, you can make plasma in a microwave just using grapes and a cup.
You don't even need the cup.
Exactly. It's weird. I don't understand.
You just cut the grape in half. I think it's because of the like water and stuff.
I don't think it's the water. I think it's more like some sort of acid in it that just has a reaction.
But if you don't have the grape on its side and cut in half, then it doesn't do the thing.
Same with matches. If you put a match in the microwave in a cup, be sure you're very safe about this. It just turns into plasma.
Get a new microwave just to do all this. Get a really cheap one from Goodwill.
Put it outside. Make sure it's outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't want an accidental oopsie daisy. Keep that fire extinguisher
slow-mo
on hand.
Guy.
Yes.
Slow-mo guys.
Set that timer for a minute and then run away.
Slow-mo guys. Take video of.
Microwave?
Microwave plastic. No, microwave metal fork.
They got like a mag something. It's like a.
It's crazy. Imagine Dragons, radioactive.
Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Queuing up. Gotcha.
Thank you. Can you play that really quiet in the background?
No, we cannot do that.
Why not? Talk over Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Why do we have it here in twice in the system?
Because one's good and one's bad.
It's just that good.
Just that good. One is 4 minutes and 40 seconds. The other is 3 minutes.
Cue up the 4 minute one.
Do not do the 4 minute one.
Okay. I want to know what the 4 minute one is.
I think that's the one featuring. Who is it featuring? Hold on.
Drake?
No. Kendrick Lamar. That's what.
Hey! We love Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that's the one where they collaborated.
The one time they all hung out.
The one time.
Imagine Dragons and Kendrick Lamar in a room.
Was not what I was expecting to hear about that. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of came out of nowhere.
Imagine Dragons?
And Kendrick Lamar.
No.
Honestly.
When you were saying radioactive, I was like, radioactive by Imagine Dragons?
Yeah. I was thinking of the microwave radiation.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a big old brick inside your microwave that does the radiation.
How old
I don't
are
think we
these
could be
microwaves?
Telling people what what can cause the radiation in the microwave.
Well, microwaves are not that no more. Well, microwaves are microwaves. Heated microwaves. They're not nuclear.
Yeah. They're not nuclear.
No, a microwave is still radiation.
Yes.
It's still radiation, but it's not like...
It's like a radio antenna?
You come out with a new finger.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's not like that, no. But unless you, like, do some long, very...
It actually charges, so...
Strenuous stuff.
The way that it works is it's bouncing a signal up and down, same way like the radio is doing it, except it's way, way, way more powerful.
Right.
And... Because it's shortwave. It's a nice little Faraday cage, so it's trying to keep all that radiation inside. Mm. But as it bounces, your food is it has water in it, right? Normally, it has water in it, and that's why you want it to be in there. Ramen noodles, you pour water in first, stick it in the microwave.
Make sure it's not styrofoam.
Yeah, those are the ones we don't microwave because they melt.
Microplastics.
Yummy, yummy foam in my tummy. It is 9 o'clock. You're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. I'm Sam, your parent. We enjoy eating foam.
No, we don't.
I don't know about you, but I used to do that as a kid.
The, like, floral.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, no, the packaging foam. Yeah. I would just take that sucker, take a bite out of it, because I always thought it had a nice texture on it.
Do you like the ones that break into little circles, or do you like the just like...
Like what you expect foam cups at a party.
There you go.
Those kind of cups.
A compact.
Yeah.
After, on a scale of Fallout rads, how many rads is a microwave, do you think? Like a 0.5?
I don't know Fallout rads.
Honestly, probably at a 5.
Really?
Out of what? Out of what?
There's a range, though.
Rads? Rads is like... I think 1 through 10.
1 through 10? Okay, never mind.
It's like a 0.5.
Like
I'd put it on a scale somewhere between 1 and 2.
It's open and you're really close to it.
It's probably going to be a solid 2, 3.
It'd be more like a 6. It charges. So I was about to get there. It's a funny little signal, right? Bounces in the water. Water gets charged because of it. So it excites the water molecules. Yada, yada, yada. Hot.
Nerd.
I know this, but you don't need to call me out on it. I'm wearing 2 pairs of glasses, some sunglasses in the studio. I put my shades back on.
You look like... Now you look... do we have bad to the bone? What are you talking about? Huh?
It's a tall man in a suit.
Nah,
tall
man. Shaq on Kevin Hart's body and Kevin Hart on Shaq's body.
Mm.
See?
Is he? Oh,
he's
that
very tall.
He is so... I don't like that image. That is... that makes... I don't like the face swap. That is making me uncomfortable. Anyways, back to radiation and radiation poisoning.
Do you know that the sun is radioactive?
Yes.
No way. That's crazy.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's not like we learned this in elementary school.
You know, sitting outside of a nuclear reactor plasma. Is safer it's than sitting outside in front of the giant. Sun.
Huh?
Nuclear reactors sitting next to one outside of like a nuclear facility is safer than standing outside.
If it's protected well.
All the nuclear radiation is in a reactor. The sun just kind of.
But they're so good at keeping it all in that you won't get any extra radiation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even sitting inside, you'll get less radiation.
But
the
sun isn't exactly, you know, deadly radiation unless you're like extremely sensitive.
I mean, you get skin cancer and stuff after a while.
I mean, that's only if you, like, allow your skin to burn with no sunscreen.
With no sunscreen is key. Yeah.
No sunscreen. I don't wear sunscreen. No clouds.
I don't wear sunscreen either.
I only wear it. Listen, I only wear sunscreen when I need to. Okay, I enjoy.
Light this man on fire.
A lick of sunscreen.
I will only put enough on so that I tan. Okay.
Regret.
I would.
I don't tan very well.
Go to Mexico and not wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be incinerated.
I didn't wear it.
The closer you are to the equator, the hotter it gets.
Yeah.
Brody, why did you not?
It's a story for another day.
That's a story. Well, hey, we still got like 10 minutes, so chalk it up, buddy.
I was in a beach in Mexico, and I completely forgot to put on sunscreen, and I didn't even notice until I felt my skin actually, like, sometimes you can, like, tell if you don't have sunscreen on because your skin gets hot.
Yes.
Like, my skin was getting hot. Like, I could feel my skin burning.
It's the charged particles.
I was not in the right mind. then not smart.
You feel it. It feels like, do you ever get burnt by, like, water or something?
Dude, I got burnt in April when it snowed, okay?
How?
Well, okay, well,
it was... Freezer burned?
No.
Like, sunburned?
It was a okay, so it a couple years ago, it was some weird weather.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was, like, a cold front or what.
Was that last year?
No, it wasn't last year. Okay. It was a few years ago. I was still in middle school. It was some very weird weather. It started to snow, and I was thinking, hey... It's snowing outside. I'm going to go outside and build a snowman, build a snow fort. And I was out there for like 3, maybe 4 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the sun made it feel warm, which was my first sign that something is weird about this weather.
Ozone, and no good.
It wasn't that out. It was just warm out while it was snowing. It was very strange. So I'm out there. I build snowman, snow castle, whatever. And when I come back inside, my face is red, like burnt, crispy, and pretty sure it's because the sun was reflecting off the snow.
Yep.
And it just like turned into a magnifying glass. Yep. It was so weird.
Solar cooker.
I love being microwaved by the sun.
And that's exactly snow. What
just happened. Like shaved off 5 years of your life just from that experience.
Yep. You have cancer now.
Cancer.
Need a trombone. It's like
I don't think we have that. We got
what I'm saying. We need to get
Kermit, I'll cure your cancer.
Yeah, you
how?
Money.
Are you a doctor?
Give. I can be.
Are you okay? Cure it.
First I need the money.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you. All right.
Come on. Gabe.
I might have something. Overdone it just a little.
Yeah, he's not getting up.
At least I have the money. The insurance fraud.
I'm gonna need that back.
Hey, that goes off to an offshore fund.
Huh? Okay then. But
going to the morgue.
Aw, dude.
Unfortunately, Pearman is no more. We've replaced him with Pearman 2.
Pearman 2.
Stationed. The secret one that we keep in the back room just in case Pearman dies of cancer. Or
yeah, if y'all December. Didn't know, Pearman's AI.
Hello. How are you today?
Pearman's ChatGPT.
Are you doing fine on this great morning?
He gets mad when we throw like really weird arguments Pearman, at him.
Solve my algebra 2 equation.
All right, Brody West. Let me see it.
I don't have X squared plus...
Then why would you ask me such a silly question, Goober?
Question.
We got a. Why are you screaming?
Why are we screaming? Because we can.
Because it's off the rails.
It's off the. We can do
we're going
what we
crazy right
we,
now.
We have the ability to do what we want.
Brazy,
for starters.
Crazy.
Ooh.
Another desk slam.
Put his
another
fist
one of
down.
The iconic AI Samuel Pearman desk slams.
I love hitting things.
There you go. See.
Error.
You can stop. You can stop. You
error.
Stop. You can stop.
Error. No. Error.
Yeah. There it goes. I had to unplug him.
It's a little sad. You think he'll be back?
I couldn't read the last part.
Who did it?
Who did what?
Who did
the scream?
We're getting some strange...
Oh, he did it.
Don't point fingers at me. It
he
was
did
you.
It. He did
oh,
it.
Oh, that's
he
rude.
Did it.
He did it.
He did
scream?
It.
Scream?
I think... You
did it, yeah.
You no,
yeah, just
you.
Just point at somebody.
You?
I think it was him.
I think it was you.
I think he did it.
I think you did it.
No.
No, I think you did
don't
it.
Don't point at me. Point at him.
I think you did it
I'm
as well.
Sure
it
was
you
him.
Did it. I'm pretty
I
sure.
I wish we had a
what
video
if it was
segment
him?
Because
when
we're
you
all
did
just
it,
pointing at each other.
Brody, when you and then Gabe did. Oh, man. No one can see.
Frying his circuits.
We
game.
Should live stream our wonderful.
We only have like 2 episodes left, remember?
Yeah, 2 episodes,
two episodes
of us live streaming.
Of live streamed content.
There's a video. We have 3 cameras
amazing.
In the studio. 2 of them are flies. The one is my phone.
2
flies?
Mm.
On the fly?
Off the rails?
Who's the fly? Wait, throwback to where we read news articles?
Yeah, that was my old show.
Okay.
That was my show last year.
You did one.
I had only one show last year, that's right.
Ouch.
You had only one show you hosted?
Yeah.
I don't have a single show I've hosted.
Next year you will.
I stole Rob's.
You know what was weird about my show last year that I hosted? I didn't actually sit behind the board until like halfway through the year.
You just
You let somebody else?
I was scared to. I was too scared to sit behind
the
board.
That's fair.
I've hosted episodes, but I've never hosted the full show, like, the whole year.
We should get him to host the next Off the Rails episode.
Me?
Yep.
That's up to him.
You could get some practice in.
Yeah, give him a trial run.
Just click buttons.
Well, no. It's not just
that. He has plenty of buttons to click.
Brody, you gotta encapsulate chaos on the air.
So just press sound bites the whole time?
Yep.
So just, like,
no.
Smack
no.
as many buttons as possible.
Yeah, smack
cry.
As many buttons. As soon as anybody says anything, just a baby crying.
Hit the button. I don't want your opinion.
Pull the lever now, Kronk.
Yeah. Right.
Wrong lever.
Right.
Exactly. So you kind of got a hang of it.
Got it, kind of.
So far, you just need to be louder. You got to be quicker. You got to be snappy with your thoughts.
I'm trying to do a Kronk impression in my head.
It's not working.
Cusco's poison. The poison meant to kill Cusco.
Hey, poison for Cusco. Cusco's poison.
I'm not even gonna
try. You're going too far down.
I'm Joe Swanson. Peter. I lost my legs.
Okay.
Peter, they fell off.
Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Peter. Peter.
You're going too deep.
This is awful.
Peter. I can't.
Why are you going so low?
It's the only thing I know how to do. You can do Kermit.
Just go low.
Kermit the Frog here. I'm Kermit the Frog. You can do it way better. You can do a stitch. Anybody can do a stitch.
Right. Stitch isn't hard.
Stitch isn't too difficult. You just gotta focus.
Can you do the stitch?
Stick it up. Stitch. Ohana means family. Ohana means family.
Family means
nobody.
Drunk into a car accident.
Huh? Oh, okay.
There's two stitches in the room. I don't like it.
Your sister's in the room?
Stitches.
Stitch.
Oh.
Who?
Your sister?
Huh? Huh?
No, I don't have.
Huh?
No,
huh?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Dementia throwback.
Who do you think I am?
Tuesday, who are you?
Tuesday, November 14th.
That's a threat, Brody. I'm sorry for you.
1999, the year Shalat was born.
You were born in 1999?
No.
Wouldn't that make you like 25?
Yes. That would make
you
it 25.
To file taxes
almost
and 20. Stuff.
If my birthday was on the same day,
how
it'd
much
be
taxes
24.
Do you do?
My taxes.
How much taxes?
I did my taxes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I voted.
The IRS.
Oh, I
did
my taxes.
Did you do that today?
I did that yesterday.
What?
Right, they had to sign out.
Yeah, I did that right before all the tornado warnings and the weird rain started coming through. So.
What are you guys talking about?
Voting.
Voting.
I can't register yet.
Oh, yeah, because
I'll have to register as soon as my birthday.
Yeah, because you're still too young to register.
If you turn 18 before the next election, you can register, although primaries are now not, you can't vote in them because we're too late.
Yeah, you're too late to register and vote, but you aren't.
President?
Yeah, no, that's just every, primaries are everything from.
You're picking candidates.
Yeah. You're picking the people to run for the party.
Yeah.
I'm not
tapped
into politics
like
that.
Well, yeah, but we're in Indiana. Indiana has funny rules. Every state has its own rules.
They do.
Rules
kind of
weird. I don't know. It's politics. It's government.
Some let felons vote. Some don't.
I'm still figuring the things out. I'm learning.
You're almost 19.
Learning as I go. Don't remind me.
Oh, my gosh. Pearman, you're old.
I don't.
Unk status.
I knew it. I knew you were going to call me that. I knew it.
Reached.
You're no longer allowed to be Off the Rails host next year. Gabe, you're in place.
Yay, I'm not going to be here.
You can come into the studio anytime.
I can come into the studio. I'll drive the radio station.
You know what? Never mind. Maybe that's a bad idea.
Put me in charge of talking to many people.
Nope. Okay.
Put me in charge of talking to thousands
of people.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to show people how to do radio.
Yeah, baby.
Woo.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to miss this place. I'm not going to lie.
You got two episodes of us left.
Mm-hmm. I want to put new lights up because these Christmas lights are
not moody enough. The Christmas lights stay.
It's
okay?
Iconic.
Listen here, Gabe. Okay.
How do they turn the Christmas lights off?
They're plugged in.
Stay on.
They always stay on.
See the plug up there?
Yeah.
That's how they
stay
on.
Listen
here. I feel
here.
Like they should turn off at some point.
No.
Because it's just like, would you have them on overnight?
Listen here, Gabe. These Christmas lights have been here since the dawn of time. They will
stay
here
haven't.
forever. You will never change them, and you will not put LED strips in.
But I could invest in some light diffusers. LED strips would be
so cool, though.
Around the, like,
you could do the cloud ceiling.
I would love the cloud ceiling, but I'd have to put up, like, some poster board first.
Right.
Don't do the clouds. Don't.
And, I mean, we could clean up the little spider web on our speakers and stuff.
Oh, that one you can just get with a Webster. That's no, biggie.
My dictionary will take care of that one.
Yeah, you know a Webster?
Nope.
Like it's a
Merriam-Webster dictionary.
It's a stick with
dictionary?
No, like it's a
Toilet bowl cleaner I keep for hitting spider webs in my garage.
It kind of does look like a giant toilet bowl cleaner, but it's a very big
one.
It's used to get corners and cobwebs
for hazmat situations.
Okay. No hazmats, no radiation. Speaking of radiation, it's 9:15.
Radio time is gone.
Radio time is over. We have overstayed our stay. Thank you all for joining me, Brody, and Gabe on the splendid episode of Off the Rails.